Staying on the bushfires for the moment, thousands of Australians are facing the difficult task of rebuilding homes destroyed in the disaster. But should they? It's a question being asked by experts and homeowners as they weigh up whether to rebuild in high-risk bushfire zones. After the Victorian Black Saturday fires, a scheme of property buybacks was introduced, and some now wonder if a similar program should be introduced and rolled out nationally. Loretta Florence reports.
11 years ago, Shane Harris and his family were enjoying life in northeast Victoria.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was really beautiful, great location. I'm in the restaurant industry, so it's a really good food and wine culture, and lots of tourism, and lots of good people.
When the Black Saturday bushfires destroyed his home in Mudgeegonga, he planned to stay and rebuild his life there.
I thought, it had happened, and probably sort of a once-in-a-lifetime event. But business was very quiet, and we sort of started to get sort of a bit anxious about whether we would stay, so we decided not to rebuild.
After renting for 5 years, the family took an insurance payout and moved to Melbourne.
The property was on the market for a very long time. Most people knew they had to build with the new fire regulations, so that was a bit prohibitive for a lot of people, I think.
A royal commission into the Victorian fires handed down 67 recommendations. One of them was a buyback scheme, allowing those in high-risk areas to sell their homes to the state so they could resettle out of harm's way. It was a voluntary scheme and a controversial one, with only some homeowners eligible for the payout. But it's an idea backed by Melbourne University bushfire scientist Kevin Tolhurst, who wants all of the states to adopt a buyback scheme.
There's a massive legacy there of people living in indefensible locations. So we need to recognise that there were some mistakes made from a planning point of view.
And he says that unlike the Victorian model, any new buyback scheme should be compulsory, with those in very high-risk areas prohibited from rebuilding.
We're making decisions that we know are potentially going to have damaging effects down the line in perhaps 10, 20, 30 years' time.
But Kate Cotter from the Bushfire Building Council of Australia says a buyback scheme is expensive and impractical. She estimates 1 million properties are in dangerous zones and that the money would be better spent upgrading older homes.
Less than 10% of houses in high-risk areas are bushfire resilient. We really have an entire building stock in this country that isn't resilient enough for today's bushfires, let alone what we're going to face in the future. So we really need to find ways to help people retrofit, put in safety systems that will help protect older properties.
Former Mudgeegonga resident Shane Harris left for good. It's a decision he doesn't regret.
It definitely could not go back to a high danger area at all. I couldn't go through that every summer, just wondering what where your life's going to be, waking up one day and everything's just turned around again.
That's Melbourne resident Shane Harris. Loretta Florence reporting there.